I was asked to do a reading at last Thursday's Los Gatos Interfaith Thanksgiving service, no more than 5 minutes. One of the organizers suggested, maybe you could read the traditional Thanksgiving story. We never get to hear that at our yearly service. Its message of cooperation with other people is one we could all stand to hear. Oh, I hesitated. I could do that, but it's a bit loaded. No, it's not. What do you mean? She looked genuinely puzzled. Genocide for starters? I offered. I mean, that first meal went well, but everything after, not so good. It's a bit like Columbus Day at this point. Others nodded. She paused, and then she proposed, oh, what about the Thanksgiving Day speech from Abraham Lincoln? Could you do that? Or what about the poem at the base of the Statue of Liberty by Emma Lazarus? Someone chimed in. I'll think of something, I promise, I said, and we moved on to other topics in the planning of the service. I know that most of you were unable to attend the interfaith service last week, so I offer that talk that I gave there to you here this morning, after which I will add a few more words. I should say, for the purpose of what I'm going to say, that two recently arrived Afghan refugees spoke at that service, which I knew about beforehand. What I miss most about the Thanksgivings of my childhood is not my mother's sweet potatoes with butter and brown sugar, though that is a close second. What I most miss are the child's eyes of innocence through which I once saw this holiday. When outlining your hand on a piece of construction paper, cutting it out, and then drawing it in to look like a turkey was the pinnacle of fine art. When hearing the story of how the pilgrims and the indigenous people became friends and gathered around a picnic table to have a feast, when hearing that story made me smile, when it still had a happy ending in my mind. That's what I miss most about the Thanksgivings of my childhood. What I am grateful for today, and what I invite you to be grateful for, is that we can somehow still hold on to that vision of friendship as a possibility for ourselves, for our town of Los Gatos, and for our nation, despite centuries of evidence to the contrary. It is a stubborn hopefulness in our heart that inspires us to embrace once more in welcome people coming from other lands, to see our country through their new eyes and realize how unbelievably blessed we are. And then to help the new guests to this land out of our own abundance, just like those pilgrims were welcomed long ago. So call me naive, say I am blind to history, but I give thanks this day for the ability to remain hopeful in the face of countless reasons for despair. To paraphrase the old Joni Mitchell song, it's Thanksgiving's illusions I recall. I really don't know Thanksgiving at all. And speaking of Canadian singers, I would like to share with you the lyrics to a song by Leonard Cohen, who died 5 years ago this month. He has been on my mind a lot lately. Jewish from birth to death, he also had a fascination with the Christian scriptures, and he loved Jesus, and he became a Zen Buddhist monk later in life. I consider many of his song lyrics quite sacred, a sort of secular scripture. And this song I'd like to read for you, these lyrics, Anthem, speaks to the ambivalence and perseverance we are called to in these days. The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Ah, the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. We asked for signs, the signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Yes, and the widowhood of every government, signs for all to see. I can't run no more with that lawless crowd while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. But they have summoned up a thundercloud. They're going to hear from me. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. You can add up the parts, but you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march. There is no drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. Let light in, despite, because of the cracks in everything. This Thanksgiving, may you outline and trace the outline of your heart, snip it out, decorate it, and offer it up to the world, your very own masterpiece, an offering acceptable to God. The couple from Afghanistan who spoke right before me, actually, were in their late 20s. The woman had worked for an organization that helped rescue victims of sex trafficking and abuse. The man was a translator for U.S. forces out there. When he spoke, he had this quirk of saying, "Ladies and gentlemen," before bringing up a new topic, which had the effect of making his words feel like a formal pronouncement. "Ladies and gentlemen, when we received our visas, we were given 2 hours to pack whatever we could into one single backpack and get to the airport. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours to decide what was most important in our life, to fit it into a small bag, and leave everything else, our entire life, behind. Ladies and gentlemen, my family is still there, my parents, and I do not know what will happen to them. I do not know if I will ever see them again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very difficult. Ladies and gentlemen, you must not take for granted the blessings you have received. More than that, you must put them to good use. When Jesus tells us in today's gospel not to worry over what we will eat or drink or wear, it's not an invitation to just take these things for granted. A cursory glance at the news will confirm that they are not a guaranteed delivery from heaven for most people on this planet. Rather, Jesus enjoins us not to fixate on our needs to the detriment of more important matters. Instead, hold them lightly. Because when you become consumed with your consuming and consumerism, your amassing of wealth or property or status, you become blind to the real needs of others. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus says God will provide for our needs, do not picture a large hand reaching down from the clouds with an overflowing banquet table set. Picture your hand providing. Strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And so, with all the ambivalence and perseverance that every great holiday brings, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. No longer children, we are ladies and gentlemen, riddled with cracks through which hope can still emanate to light the way for others. Amen.